This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hello and welcome to the latest in LGBTIQ+ health and policy, the show that brings you conversations with leading voices in LGBTIQ+ health and well-being. I'm your host, Triana Butler, recording here on traditional Wurundjeri country and paying my respect to all First Nations people and their cultures. Now, I don't know about you, but right now, it feels like everything feels really heavy. The world seems to be getting scarier and scarier. If I sound a little more nasal than usual, I have COVID right now. I am in my home studio away from everybody else. I could use a good news story, which is where Sven and Magic come in. They're penguins at Sea Life Aquarium in Sydney. They've been a couple since 2018. They've hatched a baby together, but plot twist, they are a same-sex couple. This is the good news story I needed. Here to discuss this gorgeous penguin pair is Scott, penguin keeper at Sea Life Aquarium. Scott, thanks so much for your time today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be on the show and talk a little about some of my favorite penguins.
Please tell me about them, Sven and Magic, right?
Sven and Magic, absolutely. So they are one of our same-sex penguin couples here at Sea Life Sydney Aquarium. Now Magic is about 8 years old and Sven is about 11, and they've been together since 2018. So pretty much right as Magic hit breeding age, as soon as he could pair up with another penguin, got together with Sven, and they've been going strong. They're one of our most solid penguin couples that we have.
Right. So when you say that they're solid, like I'm assuming since they've been together since 2018, you know, they've continued to show a connection with each other. Is that right?
Absolutely. So they tend to stick around each other. So our penguins, well, they only go into like breeding mode and build a nest once a year, but they will still spend time with their partner the entire time. So they'll walk away, but oftentimes you'll see our penguins hanging out in their pairs. Sven and Magic are very inseparable. They're always together. When it comes to breeding season, which tends to start in for Gen 2 penguins, it starts for us in about August and runs through to about the end of November. They've built a nest together every single year since 2018. And even this last breeding season last year, they were again building a nest together. You know, hoping for that next chick, which unfortunately didn't happen this year. We didn't have any new babies this year, but hoping next year.
So how do you help Sven and Magic in their efforts to raise a family? Like, does it involve much kind of input from the penguin keepers as a team, or does it all kind of happen quite naturally?
It all happens quite naturally. We tend to try to keep a more of a hands-off approach, because the best thing, one of the most enriching things an animal can do is raise young and have that opportunity to have those breeding behaviors. Where we had to step in, and where we have stepped in a couple times, is that every now and then when we do get penguin eggs that are nice and fertile, that doesn't always mean that the penguins who laid them are doing the best job at looking after this egg. And so once eggs start getting laid, at least three times a day, what the penguin team will do is we'll go out and we look for two different things. The first one is we want to make sure that our penguins are taking turns on that egg. If it's always the same penguin, that's not very good for the one who's always on it. They're going to get really dirty. Penguins do tend to poo quite often, so they would get quite dirty. They might get hungry because the other one's not really feeding them at that time, and they're not getting that opportunity to head off. So we're making sure that they're actually swapping. The other thing is once that egg is underneath them, or in some of our queer penguin couples, a dummy egg, we give them a nice fake one. So if not, they will try to steal other eggs. So give them a nice fake one, and to make sure that they're always sitting directly on top of it, because sometimes you go out, one of our penguins, Taco, was the worst at it this year. You'd come in and she'd be lying there on the nest, but the egg would be right next to her. It wouldn't be under her at all. And if there was a fertile penguin in there, it wouldn't do so great. So what we do is we see a couple like Magic and Sven who are doing a fantastic job with their fake egg. They're always taking turns. It's always directly underneath them. Well, we'll just be like, all right, well, that fake egg, that's going to head over here to maybe where Taco was and her egg that was not sitting under her. We're going to bring over and put it under Magic and Sven, which is how in 2018, they were able to hatch and raise their daughter, Lara, who was once known as Svenjik, but then was given the name Lara at one point. And then in 2020, when they raised another chick named Clancy.
So we've got Lara and Clancy. I was going to say, you can't call the baby Svenjik because that's like their Brangelina name. That would be like Brad and Angelina calling their kid Brangelina.
Absolutely. Yeah. So instead of naming the kid Brangelina, it was lovingly referred to as Svenjik until the more permanent name Lara was attributed to her. And I feel like it's totally coincidence, but every year Lara does tend to nest right next to her dad's, which I think is really cute, with her boyfriend, which I find charming. I don't know if they realize that it's as charming as I do, but I think it's really cute.
It's adorable. And I remember like years ago when we're especially in the thick of like the marriage equality postal survey here in Australia, and there was a lot of argument about specifically same-sex attracted people and, you know, whether they deserved rights. A lot of the people who were on the anti side very much said, oh, well, it's just not natural. But what fascinates me about this is that it very, very clearly shows that, in fact, it is natural and it is not specifically just a uniquely human phenomenon.
No, it's not uniquely human at all. There's been a huge number of fully documented cases of queer relationships in animals. I think I saw a statistic that's something along the lines of 1/5 of all relationships in swans are homosexual relationships. And there's cases in bonobos, chimpanzees, orangutans, hyena, dolphins, tortoises. There are so many cases of relationships with the same sex out in the wild. So this idea that it's unnatural seems to be uniquely human, where we're kind of putting, where people put that on queer people. They put that, oh, it's not natural. Where as far as animals are considered, yes, it is. It's completely natural.
You're listening to The Latest. We're chatting with Scott, a penguin keeper at Sea Life Aquarium, who has the most fabulous nails I've seen in a minute. Show me these. What do you got?
Yeah.
We're going to talk these through. So we've got, are they in matching the Sea Life Aquarium brand colors? Is that what you've got there?
They are. That was not fully on purpose, but they do match. So for the people who can't see, they're a French tip with a dark blue on most of them, though my middle finger and index and like ring finger is a light blue. And then at the bottom, it has the alternating, just a thin stripe of the other color, which might sound confusing, but it looks incredible. And I didn't necessarily mean it to match, but it just kind of worked out that way.
I think it's pretty much uniform now. What do people who visit Sea Life make of this rainbow family?
They love it. Oftentimes, Magic and Sven do actually nest right up where the people can see them, and they tend to stand there even outside of breeding season. I feel like they're like, this is our spot. We want to make sure it's claimed. And every single time I've talked to guests about it, they love it. They're so happy to see this beautiful queer couple who do an incredible job raising their kids. Merlin is a company does a lot of outreach with the queer community. There is, right next to them, we actually have a pride-themed, like, bead background that has the Pride Progress flag right next to our penguin enclosure. So not only do the guests come through, we highlight our incredible same-sex couple for everyone who walks through to know. So even if they don't know the story, they can learn the story while they're here and learn about this incredible tale about like love between these two amazing animals.
It's incredibly special. I'm really sad I didn't get to see it. I was up in Sydney for World Pride and for the World Pride Human Rights Conference, but I think because I was there kind of at the ICC locked inside for 3 days, I kind of didn't get to come down and see it. How were they celebrating?
That was unfortunate because the ICC is fully right around the corner.
I know. That's why I'm so heartbroken about it now.
Yeah.
What was the reaction like during World Pride?
Oh, it was so great during World Pride. We hosted our very first Penguin Pride parade, and we put the Harbor Bridge across the bridge that runs through our enclosure, hung up a bunch of prides, and we had our penguins walk across to showcase our beautiful queer penguins. We did the Penguin Pride parade.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was really, really fun. I got to be a part of that and do like a really great photo shoot where I did beautiful makeup and got to stand there with a microphone and talk about just our beautiful queer relationships, our penguins, because it's not just Magic and Sven. We've had many different queer relationships there. We had Macquarie and Steven. Last year, we actually had a throuple with some of our king penguins. We had Arthur, who had his boyfriend Neptune, but he also had his girlfriend Aurora. This year, Odin is with Wallace. So we have so many queer, incredible penguins, and we just really wanted to highlight that. So that Penguin Pride Parade was a great way to do it.
And throuple representation was not where I expected where this episode was going to be going. Thank
you. Absolutely, yeah. All types of relationships.
Is that something that also happens in natural penguin? Like, is that how that works in the non-enclosure kind of world?
I would have to say so. If you see it represented here, it very likely would be represented out in the wild. I'm not going to say it hasn't. I also don't know specifically if it has, truly. But I believe it is represented because both of the other penguins, so what they would do is he would sit there and they would flirt. And how kings flirt is they mirror each other. So Arthur would go mirroring Neptune and then turn and start mirroring with Aurora, and the other one would just wait their turn.
Wow. Oh my goodness, this is so cool. Now, what do you think us humans can learn from Sven and Magic, Lara, the whole offspring, all of these different kind of same-sex couple penguins and the general queerness of the enclosure? What can we learn from it as humans?
I think we can just learn from their example. Penguins, as a person who's been working with animals for many years and has worked with a huge variety of species, penguins are some of the queerest animals I've ever met. And not only they're incredibly queer, but it's incredibly natural for them to be queer. Just like it's incredible natural for humans to be queer. I think we can look at their example of being like, these penguins have raised an incredible child. Queer families work and they're beautiful and they're strong, and attributing any unnaturalness to it is your own bias and your own hang up, because nature doesn't feel that same way. And it looks at these things and the sun shines brightly on it. And I love it. And I love seeing it happen. And I want to see more of that in the world and more acceptance with people.
100%. How did you get into being a penguin keeper before we go? I've got to know this. Like, what leads to that happening?
So I've been working with animals for many years. Primarily, I work with birds. And I was living in Sydney and then got offered an opportunity up in Queensland. And unfortunately, I had to leave my husband and my cats behind when I went up there. And after about it hadn't even gotten to a year, but I realized I was just missing them too much. So I came back and I used to work at Wildlife Sydney Zoo, which is the zoo attached to the aquarium. And when I came back, I reached out to my old team and was like, hey, is there any kind of openings? They're like, well, not necessarily at the zoo, but the penguin team is looking. And I was thrilled to get the opportunity to work with some of the most unique birds that are out there, and absolutely jumped at that opportunity to go in. And I've been working with the penguin team for now about 2 years.
It's an incredible story. If people want to come down and see Sven and Magic and yourself doing the work on a day-to-day basis, where can we go?
You can come down and visit our penguin colony at Sea Life Sydney Aquarium, or there's also a couple other sea lives around the Australasia department. There's a sea life down in Melbourne who has their own penguin enclosure, as well as a sea life over in New Zealand in Auckland, who have penguins. And I believe there are queer relationships at every single one of those.
That was going to be my next question. It's like, do you swap notes?
I cannot confirm any queer couples down in Melbourne. I know that they have had some, but I also know that they've had some in New Zealand as well. I believe there was actually a pair of queer kings over in Kelly Tarleton's in Auckland named Thelma and Louise, who are a lovely lesbian couple. I've also chatted, not Sea Life, but I've had many conversations with some keepers from SeaWorld up in the Gold Coast, and they have, they said they have about 3 or 4 lesbian couples up there as well. So
incredible representation. Well, Sea Life Aquarium is where you can go if you want to go and check out, in particular in Sydney, if you want to go see Sven and Magic. Scott, thank you so much for joining us today on The Latest. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. It was lovely to meet you.
Huge thank you to Scott from Sea Life Aquarium Sydney for joining us today. If you've enjoyed this show, share it with someone who'll get something out of it. I mean, we're talking about gay penguins here. We're talking about thruple penguins. What on earth would possess you to not share that with somebody? It really, really helps get the word out about the podcast. You can also leave us a review on your podcast platform of choice. And if you want to make sure you don't miss an episode, you can subscribe to get notifications every time a new episode releases inside the podcast app that you're listening in right now. If you want to suggest someone to be interviewed on the show, send an email to info@lgbtiqhealth.org.au and include the word podcast in the subject. And if this podcast has raised any issues for you, you can always contact QLife, which provides Australia-wide anonymous LGBTI peer support and referral for people wanting to talk about a range of issues. You can contact QLife on 1800 184 527. We've got links for you in the show notes. Thanks so much for listening.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.